You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
The show is just smoking today. We're having a great time. We got Frank Lago telling me all kinds of great information about where I need to be looking for my good client, Bob Thollander. We got Bob Thollander. He's the development chief for Bainbridge. But did I give you a promotion? Vice president. I always give everybody a promotion, just so you know. I like to do that. That's no problem. I'm sure Richard's listening, and he's going to make sure that that doesn't happen. But Bob's the vice president of development in the Florida region. He joined the Bainbridge companies in 2014. He serves as the vice president of development and is responsible for sourcing and execution of the real estate development projects throughout South Florida. Bob is now in South Florida looking for deals. That's why we're talking. And Bob is here to talk a little bit about what he sees around the state and how Florida fits in and why Bainbridge is here. Bob, tossing you the softball.
I'm going to knock it out of the park, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Good pitch. Hey, I appreciate it.
Hey, so you're from Orlando. Let's start in Orlando. What's going on up there in Multi?
Well, let me back up a second and talk about Bainbridge.
I'll allow that as well.
We're a national development company. We develop luxury apartments, and our corporate headquarters are in Wellington here in South Florida. And we have four regional offices up and down the east coast of Florida. We have own or manage over 26,000 rental units right now.
You do third-party management?
Absolutely.
High five.
And we have about 4,000 units under construction currently, and we have another 5,000 units in the pipeline for right now for 2017, and we're hoping to double that. If I have anything to do with it.
Well, if I have anything to do with it, you will. And I think Frank's chomping at the bit, too. He's sitting there with his cell phone texting you stuff right now. Now, Bob, we talked a little bit about South Florida, and we'll get into why Bainbridge is entering South Florida. It might have something to do with the fact that they're based in South Florida. But you're from Orlando for the last 40 years. That's how I've known you.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on in Orlando, Central Florida, Tampa, Jackson, then we'll get to South Florida.
Okay. Our regional headquarters for Florida are in Orlando. I'm vice president of the Florida region, and we have a construction company, our property management company, and our development company all under one roof in the Orlando area. We're very bullish on Orlando. It's been a very strong market for us. We currently have four deals there in the pipeline. We have one under construction and three getting ready to start. We have a lot of potential there. We're looking at more sites. It's been a real strong market due to the high employment growth. Orlando's been one of the fastest growing employment centers in the state of Florida, if not the nation.
Now, if you just had a big cup of coffee, didn't you?
Yes.
Prove it!
And we like Tampa and St. Petersburg as well. We're doing about four projects over there as well. And then we're in the South Florida market. We were a little bit late getting started. We have one under construction in Coral Springs.
Awesome.
I'm here.
Don't jinx it.
Okay. I'm here to find sites. We still feel like the South Florida market has a long run to go. And we're very bullish on South Florida, and we like it a lot. And I've been coming down here every other week for the past 3 months trying to find sites. And so that's how Jim and I came across and reacquainted. By the way, Jim and I met 32 years ago in our first jobs with Laventhal and Horwath, CPA firm in Tampa.
I will never forget you. I will never forget you looking at what now is obsolete, a map. Trying to find the fastest ways to get home. You and Charlie would do that, and then Ron would tell you you're full of you-know-what, and then Owen would come in and tell us we all better get back to work. Yes, we've known each other a long time. In fact, when I knew Bob, I was doing the feasibility study for Pleasure Island, and that's so long ago they tore the damn thing down and redeveloped it already. Now, Bob, you know, the thing that makes you different, and I'll say it to you, the thing that makes us different is that we got our start analyzing real estate from a quantitative and qualitative market study base. So when you're doing a deal, you've really looked at it left, right, up, and down.
Absolutely. I actually go in and shop the comps and a lot of...
Do they tell you the truth?
Of course. I pretend like I'm looking to rent an apartment.
I'll make sure that I play this in front of all of them right now.
I won't wear my Bainbridge shirt when I do my rent comps.
There you go.
But we do a lot of research. I do it myself. I get out, drive up and down every street. Well, it's tough the old-fashioned way.
Trying to drive the Palmetto right now. Well, I think that's going to be a little bit difficult.
Dead stopped.
Yeah, that's okay. Welcome to Miami. Have a nice day.
But you're right, Jim. That first job with Leventhal & Horwath, it was a CPA firm, but we did market feasibility studies and financial pro forma modeling for corporate clients of the firm, and it gave us a real strong background in research and development and financial modeling, which has carried me through my entire career and even today. It's a real important background of mine.
Well, I'm really glad that you use that stuff. I don't use it, haven't for years. I rent that stuff if I need it. I just use this. I'm pointing to my mouth since it's radio. That's all I do. But Bob, I also use my brain, and we've been looking at some really good stuff. And what's going on, in my opinion, in the market is we're in the bits and pieces phase. So you really do need somebody that's sharp like Frank, who can see the future by looking through what's on the project today and seeing what can be done tomorrow. That's what Frank's been doing for his clients. I know some of them. In fact, some of your clients do business with Don, too, for the record, Frank. I know that for a fact. So, Bob, what product type are you seeing? It's got to be different in the different markets. Is Orlando different than Miami from a product type standpoint? Is Orlando evolving towards
absolutely.
Miami?
Orlando is mostly a wood frame type construction.
Not going to see that here much.
Most everyone's going to four-story with elevators, but it's wood frame surface park product. In the urban infill areas now, such as downtown and Winter Park a little bit, you're seeing four and five, six-story wrapped around parking garages. And
the proverbial Texas donut?
The Texas donut, yeah. So you're just starting to get that in Orlando. It's happening a lot in Tampa now. We have one under construction in Ybor City, right downtown.
Ybor.
Yeah, or Ybor. Ybor City, yeah. That's just
northeast of Tampa. It's still the urban edge of Tampa. You can probably take a bus from there, probably Uber from there for like less than $5 into downtown, right?
Absolutely. And there's a trolley, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they got the channel side thing going
on? Yeah, the trolley runs right through channel side and goes into the downtown area and then loops back around.
Aren't you glad the guy from Miami knows how to prompt you on what's going on in Tampa?
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
That's a cool project. You can walk to all the bars and restaurants 2 blocks away, and we're building it out of wood frame wrapped around
concrete. Yeah. Oh, okay. I've seen some guys starting to do that too.
Yeah, and now you're getting a lot of the 5 to 8 story buildings popping out next up that way. Down here, it's real common to do 8 stories in the infill
areas. You almost have to pay the guy who thinks he's got an oil well on his site.
Exactly. It's more like 8 stories wrapped around a parking garage here, all concrete block, of course. And then a lot of the guys are doing the high-rises. We don't, by choice, we don't do high-rises. But we like the garden-style 4-story and up to 8-story.
Now, what are you seeing in Jacksonville? You do stuff in Jacks?
We've been looking at Jacksonville. We haven't committed to anything yet. We don't have a pipeline there at all. The rents aren't as high as the rest of the state, and the supply is low. I mean, it's in a market we're considering entering, but as long as we have such good markets such as South Florida and Tampa and Orlando, I mean, we just probably have avoided it for now.
We have lots of great brokers that listen to the show. Frank and his friends and his clients listen. You know, they told Frank, so why don't you talk to some of the Miami, hold on a second. Wanda, how much time do I have in this segment? Okay, we got time. So talk to the Miami brokerage community for a second. Tell them they got to go through Jim Freed. I'm just kidding. but tell the people what you're looking for, Bob, because you are a fresh brand into the market and people want to know.
Okay, well, we like, of course, garden style, if you could find any. Broward County is strong. Palm Beach County and Dade out west, 3, 4, 5 story surface park sites, if they're available. As you said, most of the best sites have already been taken. So, you know, there's a real shortage of sites, and you got to get creative, look at reuse, repurposing, redevelopment, and have some vision and bring us something, anything that makes sense. We like urban infill, but again, we're capped at about 8 stories.
I didn't think that anything was out there that fit that bill in South Florida, and you set me straight. You showed me that there were still some.
There's two. Oh.
You told me, yeah. Bob, tell them the secret sites you're working on right now, everybody.
Almost let that one go.
You're just such a. I, I, time on the radio where I'd use the word right
now. I can
see
one now.
Yeah, right.
Right,
you
can behind
see,
you.
Yeah, right. You can see more than one out from behind me. The problem is the reason it's there. So, you know, we'll be back in about a minute. Wanda will take us away. We'll come back. We'll try to tell Bob the rules on the radio aren't you tell secret information, Bob. This is here so you can promote what you want to see, not what you are seeing. But we'll be back after this with more jocular comments about the real estate market. Frank may even throw in a gem now and then. Wanda, take... What? I have to keep talking? Wanda's trying to find the music. That's what's going on. So I will keep talking. Okay. I will say that we are making deals with Bob, that Bob is an active buyer, that Bob is putting out LOIs. We are going back and forth actively. Bob's the real deal. So if you want to try to do apartments, Bob, how do they find you?
Yeah, you can call me, 407-595-1288.
Say it again, because we've got Tampa Bay Lightning fans listening.
actually, I prefer an email with, you know.
Of course, that way it gets in your to-do. Well, why don't you tell them that, Bobby?
Should I spell it out?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you?
Okay. It's R. Tholander.
Good thing you work for that CPA firm, Bob. They teach you to count to 10, too?
R-T-H-O-L-L-A-N-D-E-R at BainbridgeRE.com.
So you spell Tholander, but you don't spell Bainbridge?
Bainbridge, B-A-I-N, word bridge.
I love you, Bob. We'll be back after this with more funny real estate talk on Freedom Business. I'm having a great time.